Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 13th, 2019. We'll begin the meeting at 1:31 PM. And we'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weeks.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time to ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Not just this court, every member that's elected in Jefferson County. Oh, we ask that you keep your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask that you keep our employees in health and keep them in good spirit. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the side of the place.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for an IFB for Ford Field concession stand. Item B is to consider approved specifications for a request for proposal for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-326. Item C is considered approved specification for an invitation for bid for a term contract for pest control services for the county. Item D is considered an approved execute receipt and file a contract renewal for a rebid of a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County for a third 1-year renewal with Hill Country Pest Control from June 3rd, 2019 to June 2nd, 2020. The addendum item D is considered approved an amendment to the offer received from Mark C. Schaffner to purchase Jefferson County land located on Bitter Boat Road under Precinct 2 Rock Yard. This amendment would extend the buyer to be built for a period of 60 days to 90 days, extending the offer expiration to June 4th, 2019, and increasing the amount of earning money from $1,000 to $1,500. This offer was approved by the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court on March 18th, 2019. In response to an RFQ from Marshall Realtor Broker Services for land located on Bitter Boat Road. They have a motion on the ballot under purchasing.
Move.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for May insurance reimbursement. And item B is regular county bill check number 459065 through 459345. Is that a motion on another item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is presentation by U.S. Capital Advisors LLC, financial advisor county, to Jefferson County, Texas Tax and Revenue Certificates of Obligation Series 2019. Do I have a motion on that? Second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I don't see any questions.
Mr. Gilly.
Mr. Gilly? Who's going to make the presentation?
I'll do my best. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. For the record, my name is James Gilly, representing U.S. Capital as the county's financial advisor. This morning at 9:30 a.m., we solicited bids for the county's tax and revenue certificates of obligation. If you'll turn to your first page of the handout, we received a total of 3 bids. The best bid went to R.W. Baird. They submitted a true interest cost of an initial true interest cost of 2.715224%. And we're very happy with the results of the bid. We had initially, just as an anecdote, we had about six or seven bidders signed up before the bids were due, and I think that you may be aware of some of the anomalies in the market with a lot of tumult, but we think that some investors were a little apprehensive about what was going to happen in the market this week, but nonetheless, we think that this interest rate is an excellent result for the county. Initially, back in March, I think we presented the commission's report. We were estimating interest rates somewhere in the range of a little over 3%. And in the past 3 or 4 weeks, the U.S. Treasury yield has dropped by at least 10 basis points, I believe. So we're, needless to say, we're very happy with the results, and we think that the county should be as well. As part of this process, we requested a rating from Standard & Poor's, and Judge Brandon participated, Patrick and Fran, and the Standard & Poor's affirmed the county's AA minus rating, and as part of that, the rating analysts highlighted the county's conservative budgetary performance, strong fiscal results, strong reserves, so I encourage you to maintain those reserves and continue to build up those, maintain those strong finances. And for your reading pleasure, I would, rating report is included in your packet on page 12. You may be interested to read through that at some point, but.
What would it take to get us to a AAA?
AAA, well, that would, the biggest component of any rating, as you may understand, is the economy. And it's the part that you have the least control over, of course. You can certainly take action to encourage economic development, but Jefferson County is heavily dependent upon the petrochemical industry, of course. And so that is, while that's seen as, it's in some ways it's seen as a credit negative, because being heavily dependent upon that, a petrochemical industry, as the, it's also dependent upon the economy and the performance of, course, oil and gas. And so that's a positive and a negative, but part of another aspect would be things that you have control over is, again, maintaining strong strong budgetary performance, maintaining reserves, but additionally considering certain policies and procedure. The rating agencies like to see these types of formally adopted policies, such as a formal reserve policy, a budget policy, a debt management policy, a long-term financial plan, a subset of which is a capital improvement plan. And they like to see government bodies adopt these types of policies because it promotes continuity and imparts discipline on the county. So those are things to consider. That would be one of the aspects which would be under control. But it's developing a long-term financial plan.
Now, they may be able to do that in other states, but we can't bind future courts in Texas.
No, that's correct. Yes, sir. That's correct. But in terms of the financial, long-term financial plan essentially projects revenues and expenditures out in the future and anticipates capital needs and things like that. And that's highlighted in that rating report. We're certainly pleased with the results, and we think the county got an excellent, performed very well in the competitive market.
Mr. Lane, if you don't mind, if you'd email that rating report to all the commissioners.
Well, David, just to reiterate what James said, in the past, I've been through quite a few of these ratings and sit down with them, and that was one thing is that our economy, that it would be hard to achieve a AAA rating base just because of our heavy dependence on oil and gas, petrochemical. Back in the 80s, they might have gotten that way, but once all that deal turned happened, I think.
But I think even more of the diversified economies like Austin and Harris County don't have AAA ratings because they've got too much debt.
Yeah. That's it. And one thing, sir, as the court is aware of, those in the audience may not, you could have achieved a AAA rating if we would have gone out and secured bond insurance, but the simple premium for that was not deemed beneficial enough to adjust the rating by an amount to justify the cost of that premium. So again, based on your co-line counsel, Mr. Fox's letter, his letter to City on that call, I thought it was a very excellent presentation by the court and a very good report to have this rating, given the fact that the county, through good debt management, hasn't been in the marketplace in about 15 years for new debt and only once for a refunding service. So.
Very good. Thank you so much. All right. Item B, under County Commission, consider possibly authorized action for sale of certificates of obligation under terms and conditions approved by the county. Item C, consider possibly approving order authorizing issuance of Jefferson County, Texas tax and revenue certificates of obligation. Series 2019, specifying the terms and features of said certificates, providing for the payment of said certificates of obligation by the levy of an ad valorem tax upon all taxable property within the county and a subordinate lien limited pledge no certain net revenue not to exceed $10,000 in the aggregate to be realized and received by the county support park entertainment complex, RV park management agreement, resolving other matters incident and relating to the issuance, payment, security, sale, and delivery of said certificates, including the approval and execution of a paying agent registrar agreement, and authorizing an official statement distribution thereof and providing an effective date. Item D is considered possibly ratify the preliminary official statement for the certificates and authorized to provide for the distribution of an official statement as to the certificates. Item E is considered possibly authorized county judge, county clerk, county treasurer, and other county officials to execute and deliver such certificates, agreements, affidavits, notices, and documents as may be necessary to proceed with the issuance and sale of certificates and authorizing said county judge, county clerk, county treasurer, or other county officials to take such action as may be necessary for the issuance and sale of said certificates. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a resolution of appreciation of the Rebuild Texas Fund. Item G is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute demolition waiver for the city of Fort Arthur to demolish an unsafe structure located at 3148 12th Street, Fort Arthur, Texas. Item H is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an agreed order approving and allocating debt and indebtedness of property from the Beaumont ISD to Hart Jefferson ISD. The motion of those items under county commission.
So moved.
Second. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senatall. Any discussion?
I have a question. Is BISD and HISD here today? Is both of you guys in here?
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all for going out and getting that topic. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
No problem.
Just to the record, just one thing is the award is to Robert W. Beard and Company as the purchase of certificates in the amount of that $15,395,000, which was a good bit less than the notice of intent, which was slightly over $16 million. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, we have two items. Item A is to execute receipt by the utility permit 05U19 to introduce replacement of fiber optic cable near Nederland on DuPont Road, ending at Entergy DuPont D substation. That's located in precinct 2. And the B is considering possibly approve amended plat of track 2A, which is 4.632 acres of land out of track 1A and 2A of the replat of 19.73 equine acres, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Windsor Road, precinct number 4, which is within the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction and had city approval, as well as that county engineering department. Motion on those two items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offord, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, yes, unanimously. And then under the Historical Commission, we have one item to consider and possibly authorize the Jefferson County Historical Commission to apply for a grant from the Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria Emergency Supplemental Historic Preservation Fund grant from the National Park Service. The purpose of the grant will be to develop a professional historic resource survey. It will be administered by the Texas Historical Commission. Does not require matching funds from the county. Minimum grant award is $30,000, and maximum grant award is $250,000. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The Ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve the new interlocal contract with Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for 911 operations. Current two-year contract expires on August 31st, 2019. New contract will extend until August 31st, 2021. There are no changes to the agreement, only the extension. This is to advance the efforts in advancing 9/11 telecommunications at each of the 12 PSAT locations in the region. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Sandoval, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. One item under visitor's center to consider possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Spring 2019 Emergency Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the County and District Clerks Association of Texas at $2,580 to cover the cost of transportation for a region-wide continuing education conference. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alton, seconded by Commissioner Sandoval. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring the public's attention to that, I'm taking it. If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.